Morning, all.
Morning, Charles.
I suppose you want breakfast.
No, thanks. I just had a yummy breakfast at home. Eggs Florentine, croissants with marmalade, and fresh ground Nicaraguan coffee.
Where'd you get that kind of breakfast? The women you sleep with can't figure out which end of a Pop-Tart goes in the toaster.
Besides, the next morning, aren't they too busy slamming their heads against the bathroom mirror?
This wasn't a babe. My new roommate cooked it.
Since when did you get a roommate?
Since I discovered he comes with his own big screen TV. Anyway, Hank's the chef on our ship, and he went through a nasty breakup. He needed a place to stay. Plus, he's great looking.
Why is that important to you, Charlie?
Are you kidding? Women swarm to this guy like mosquitoes to one of those bug zappers. It's going to be great. One for him. One for me.
Yeah.
So, Bug Boy's a looker, huh? When do we get to meet him?
Well, right now, if you want, he's right outside. Hey, Hank, I want you to meet some people. And Carol, try not to make a fool of yourself.
Oh, please.
Sorry about my appearance. I was just working on my car. I'm Hank Farrell.
Carol Weston. Nice to meet you, Hunk.
Hey, you said Hunk. Hey, Hank, she said Hunk.
No, I didn't. I said Hank.
I can't believe you said Hunk, Carol.
Shut up, Charlie.
Hi. I'm Harry Weston. This is our old friend, Sophia.
Hi, sweetie. You got a grandpa?
Well, I really got to get back to work.
Listen, if you need any tools, all my stuff is in Charlie's garage.
Well, thanks. It was very nice to meet all of you.
It was very nice meeting all of you, too.
So, Carol, I guess you'll be buzzing around my house like a horny little mosquito.
Oh, grow up, Charlie. I mean, sure, he's a handsome man, but I'm not just interested in the way a man looks. I'm interested in the holy moly, he dropped his wrench. That's it. Pick it up, baby.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways.
Listen, I don't know. I'll see what I can do. Damn.
What's wrong, Harry?
I'm supposed to play golf this weekend. One of the guys in my regular foursome got struck by lightning.
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Yeah, no. He's fine. He just laughs out of context a little and he's afraid to follow through on cloudy days. Anyway, we need a fourth. Know anybody who plays golf?
Yeah, me.
I don't know, Maxine. I don't think you'd enjoy it.
Why not?
Well, these guys are always telling dirty stories and pulling stupid practical jokes. I mean, they embarrass me sometimes.
You mean you're excluding her just because she's a woman? She can tell dirty stories, too, you know. And her practical jokes are just as stupid as the next guy's. Plus, she can cuss a blue streak and belch like a trucker.
I am quite a catch, aren't I?
Why didn't you ask me?
You play golf?
I most certainly do. Just last week, I stroked a 3-foot birdie putt that rolled right in the clown's mouth.
I'm telling you, Harry, women throw themselves at Hank. We've already got 8 phone numbers. And when he can't handle them all, I'll be there to soak up the overflow. I'm like the paper towel of love.
And I'm honored to be your friend. Oh, here we go. Hey, guys.
Hey,
how you doing?
Ready to go.
All right. There. Oh, this is Charlie Deeds. Charlie, this is Earl and Buck.
How you doing?
Yeah, welcome aboard, Jack. Say, listen, you know, before we play, we always like to make a little bet. Do you want to kick in $20?
Sure. What's the bet?
Whether or not we could con you out of $20.
Great. Hey, let me know if I win, okay?
Guys, what are you doing? Charlie's not our fourth. Maxine isn't here yet.
Whoa. Maxine? You got a woman?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? I'm sick of women. They're always complaining about some problem or other.
Earl, you're a gynecologist.
Listen, Harry, did you hear one about the guy that went into the bar and said he could play the piano without hands?
I don't want to hear any of that kind of stuff around Maxine. And no pranks. I mean, tough enough for her to play with a bunch of guys, so just lay off. Hey, Maxine, come on in there. How are you? This is Earl and Bud.
Yeah, great. Let's just go. Wait a minute, Earl. Listen, Maxine, before we play, we always like to make a little bet. You want to kick in $20?
Sure. What's the bet?
Whether or not we could con you out of $20.
Then I guess I win.
Huh?
I just gave you a dry cleaning coupon.
So you did.
$20, right?
Right.
Get a load of this broad. She waltzes in here, never played with us before, and right away she's in our face.
You're okay, Maxine.
Thanks, Earl. By the way, those are really ugly pants.
I should have known you all would get along. I'm just going to talk to Carol and leave.
And listen, Maxie, don't worry about a thing. We're not going to pull any practical jokes on you.
Oh, that's too bad. Here I went and bought one of those exploding golf balls.
I love these things.
All right, let's go. I can't wait to smack that first ball. What's funny?
Nothing.
Come on.
Hey, Hank. I'm calling that babe we met at the car wash. Remember her? The one with a nice headlight.
Charlie, I wouldn't get my hopes up too high.
Deborah, hi. Charlie Dietz, we met this morning. A wash and a super seal. No, that was my roommate, Hank. I'm the one who left his windows down. Yeah, dumb like a fox. I got the interior wash for free. Hello? No, I thought I lost you.
Why don't you invite her over for dinner tomorrow night? I'll cook.
Yeah, great. Listen, Deborah, how'd you like to come to my place tomorrow for a fabulous gourmet dinner? Yeah, I'm a great cook. Well, I'm making... What am I making?
Cornish game hens and a Grand Marnier sauce, wild rice and asparagus and a garlic aioli.
Chicken. Yeah, Hank will be there, too. Okay, see you at 7.
Oh, that must be my friends.
Thanks for doing this, Hank.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I owe you one for putting me up. Hey, guys. Todd, Danny, it's my friend Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi. We better get a move on, Hank.
So, guys are going out tonight, huh?
Yeah, gonna see a show. Maybe get a drink.
Need a designated cool guy?
Charlie, you're welcome to join us.
Great. Well, let's rock and roll.
You two aren't together, are you?
Good Lord, no. Even if he were gay, Charlie's not my type.
A round of beers here? Boy, slim pickings on the chick front tonight, huh?
Guys, maybe we should go to another bar. I don't think Charlie's going to be comfortable here.
But we told Ben and Peter we'd meet him here after the show. You know how snippy Peter gets.
Oh, Hank, it's fine. You know, sometimes it's great just to come to a real guy bar. You know, hang out with other men and watch a game on the tube. Torville and Dean are in the ice dancing fun.
Well, I really appreciate you being so open-minded. In fact, you're one of the only guys on the ship that always treats me the same as anyone else.
Well, Hank, you're not like the other guys. You treat me with respect. You don't make fun of me. And, well, not to mention, your little bags of potpourri have given the house a really lovely aroma.
Thanks. I like you, too.
I'd like to think we're as close as two guys can get. You know, if your friends don't stop dancing together, people are going to think... Possibly have known.
Charlie, I've been dating a guy named Ricky for 2 years. There's a picture of him by my bed in a heart-shaped frame.
I thought that was some president.
And when you used to say, I'm going out with Ricky tonight, I thought you meant a Ricky Lake Ricky, not a Ricky Ricardo Ricky.
Look, I hope this won't affect our friendship, Charlie.
Well... Don't be silly. Of course not. It's the 90s. I'm a sophisticated guy. Do me a favor. Will you dance with me? See that guy over there? I want to make sure he knows I'm not interested. So do me a favor, would you? Kiss me.
Okay. Just make it quick. I've got a show to do.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, good, you're up.
Charlie, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What do you want?
Harry, can I sleep on your couch?
No.
Okay, you take the couch, I'll take the bed.
Come on, no. Charlie, please, what's going on?
Well, can you keep a secret?
Charlie, I'm exhausted. I spent the whole day picking exploded golf ball shrapnel out of my hair.
You missed one.
Just... What's your problem?
Okay, here it is. Hank's gay.
Yes, so what?
Well, Harry, I'm living with a gay guy.
Look, Charlie, if Hank made a pass at you, then I'd say that you have a problem. And then Hank could do a whole lot better. But, I mean, nothing's happened. Has it?
No, of course not. Okay, I slow dance with a transvestite. Man, he wasn't a bad kisser, but that's it.
Hey, you look nice, Charlie.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's a good-looking shirt.
I don't think it's so good-looking.
Charlie, are you having a problem dealing with my sexual orientation?
I don't know why you'd think that.
You just took a shower with a baseball bat.
You peeked.
I didn't need to. There's a wet bat on the floor and a huge dent in the soap. You realize how ridiculous that is?
Well, of course I do. I was the one who was trying to wash his hair with a bat between his knees.
Look, Charlie, I'm sorry. I mean, I guess I shouldn't have assumed you knew. Let's make this easy. I'll stay in a hotel until I find my own place.
Well, if you think that's best. Sorry it didn't work out, Hank.
Yeah. Listen, good luck with your date. You gonna be okay making the dinner?
Sure. Could you just, like, though, walk me through it?
Okay. Rub the hands with olive oil.
Uh-huh.
Put a little tarragon under the skin.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, cook your wild rice while you're peeling the chestnuts, and then make your garni bouquet. Rosemary, coriander, 4 peppercorns, medium bay leaf.
Boy, you really have to be smart to be gay.
Maybe I should stay through dinner.
Sophia?
hell? Why are you dressed like a slut?
I'm dressed to walk the dog.
No, you're dressed to walk the streets. You gotta cruise the beefcake next door, aren't you?
Sophia, do you honestly think that I would stoop to such a blatantly transparent attempt to bump into Hank?
You bet your wonder bra I do.
Oh, Sophia, you silly little pixie.
Carol?
Yeah.
The dog!
Come on, Dreyfus.
Golf again, Harry?
Golf. Yeah, golf. That's what it was supposed to be. I've had it with the three of them. When I wasn't looking, Maxine put saran wrap over one of the holes. I wound up 16 putting the green before I figured it out.
Well, there'll always be more putts. And apparently, you'll always be one of them.
I'm starting to get the same feeling myself.
Look at that. Can you believe Barkley missed 5 shots in a row?
Why not? Harry did.
Yeah, and Harry didn't have people booing and throwing cups of beer at his head.
Actually, I did, if you recall, Maxine.
Well, Harry, I'm not saying your putting needs work, but the golfers felt so sorry for you, they were digging you extra holes.
Ba-boom, she got you again.
Yeah, hello. Oh, yeah, hold on. Earl, it's Bonnie.
How did she track me down? It's like living with a bounty hunter.
Hi, honey. Well, I'm just watching a ball game with Maxine. Okay, honey. I'm on my way.
Come on, bud. I gotta get back to the cell block before lockdown.
So, Maxine, hey, you want to play around with us next Saturday morning?
Only if my boyfriend won't play around with me next Friday night.
See a great guy or what? See you later, Max.
Bye, Max.
I'll see you. So long, so long.
Well, I better hit the road, too. Same time next weekend?
Actually, I don't think I can make it. You better find yourself another 4th.
It's too bad. What's up?
Well, I have to visit my aunt up in Virginia.
Harry, do you have a problem with me joining your group?
No, why?
Well, because you've been kind of cool to me, and your aunt in Virginia is dead.
Look, Maxine, I had to talk to guys and letting you into the foursome. Next thing I know, we're not playing golf anymore. We're playing practical jokes now.
Well, Harry, I was just trying to be one of the guys. Can't you take it?
Yeah, I can take it as well as anybody else, but come on, give me a break, Maxine. Spread it around. You were slinging it all at me.
Sorry, Harry. I guess I went too far. I didn't mean to make you cry.
I didn't cry. It was that onion gum you gave me.
So if I promise to behave, you'll play next weekend?
No, I can't. I don't
know. We can glue their shoes to the golf cart.
Maybe I can make it. Yeah.
This pate is delicious.
Yes, Charlie, you've really outdone yourself.
What's in it?
Hank, why don't you tell her you watched me make it? It's goose liver. All this and a sense of humor. What a guy.
Oh, hi. I was just toddling by with my dog.
Listen, before you start drooling all over Hank, I have to tell you something.
I am not here to drool on Hank Peabrain. Now let me in.
Okie dokie.
Hi, Hank. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were entertaining.
Carol, this is Deborah, my date. You're welcome to join us for dinner.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to oppose. Go home, Dreyfus. If you'd like some help, I'm sure you boys could use a woman's touch.
Trust me, Carol. I got it covered. Charlie, I think your soup's ready.
Well, thanks, but I'd really like to eat with everybody else.
Two bachelors throwing a dinner party. I bet they don't even know which fork goes on the... Wow, finger bowls. Oh, my God, are these rose petals?
I know.
I never would have thought Charlie would be so worldly and sophisticated.
Yes, a lot of people miss that.
So, Carol, you live next door. Why haven't you tried to pick him off yet?
Well, I don't believe in guns.
Dinner is served.
That smells delicious.
Mm.
It's so nice to meet a man who can cook, who isn't, you know...
suffering from a broken wrist. Yes, many great chefs are victims of tragic kitchen accidents.
No, what I mean is all the great guys are either married or fags.
Excuse me, will you?
Wait a minute. Deborah, I wish you wouldn't use that kind of talk in my house.
Good for you, Charlie.
A friend of mine happens to be gay. Very good friend. And there's no better person in the world than him.
Well said.
I just hope Hank still thinks of me as his friend.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, get a clue, honey.
You know, suddenly I'm feeling a little under the weather. I better go home, Charlie.
That's a good idea. You look kind of lousy.
Night.
Charlie, I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Well, you're my friend, and that's the most important thing. And, well, I've been thinking, and I'd like you to stay.
Thanks. But I called Ricky this afternoon, and we're going to give it another try.
But we made a home here together. Well, what's Ricky got that I don't have?
Ben. Hey, Max. How you doing? Earl and Bud aren't here yet.
Actually, they're not coming. Seems their wives heard a little too much about Maxine, and they're jealous of me. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes, I mean, I don't know. You're sexy, you're charming, you can belch the alphabet.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's just the two of us?
No, I rounded up a couple more players.
Yeah.
Hey, now. Okay, how many strokes off for hitting a squirrel?
All right, who else is playing?
Out of my way. I'm looking for a rich old guy who can still swing. Play!